You're listening to SBS News.
A passenger captured part of the New York City subway attack on their mobile phone. The footage shows terrified morning commuters rushing to exit a train after it pulled into an underground station in Brooklyn. As the carriage door opens, smoke spills out and people race onto the platform in panic. In the crash, some people are pushed. Passengers with injuries are helped from the carriage, collapsing to the floor, bleeding. Someone's heard shouting, "Call 911. This 15-year-old boy was on the train.
We're all told to get off. There was people screaming for medical assistance. It was just a scary moment. Everyone was packed together, and I didn't know what happened until after.
New York City police say a gunman wearing a surgical mask and orange construction vest set off smoke bombs and fired shots on the Manhattan-bound train while it was between stations. The shooter immediately fled, sparking a manhunt. Chief of Detectives James Essig says a key found at the scene led to the recovery of a hired van in Brooklyn.
The male, who we believe is the renter of this U-Haul in Philadelphia, is a Frank R. James, male, 62 years old, with addresses in Wisconsin and Philadelphia.
Police believe the gunman acted alone, and they aren't currently treating the incident as terrorism. New York's governor, Kathy Hochul, says authorities are working to establish a motive.
They'll be finding evidence. They'll be looking at the person's laptop. They'll be looking at social media. They'll be able to identify the motive and the intentionality behind it, and therefore that'll determine whether it fits the legal description of terrorist activity.
Speaking in the hours immediately after the incident, President Joe Biden said his thoughts were with those hurt.
My wife Jill and I are praying for those who are injured and all those touched by that trauma. And we're grateful for all the first responders who jumped into action, including civilians who didn't hesitate to help their fellow passengers and try to shield them.
New York City has seen a sharp rise in violent crime during the pandemic. Mayor Eric Adams says gun laws must be changed.
We cannot clean up a flood when the water is still pouring into the basement. And we can never stop the killing if we cannot stop the guns.
Authorities have offered rewards totaling $67,000 for information leading to the arrest of a suspect. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.